You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So it's a very odd time to be alive, as they say.
The Wire.
With day two of the level three restrictions, we have once again seen the rise of some habits, such as panic buying after the announcement was made on Tuesday. With this in mind, the Disability Rights Commissioner has put out a call for members of the public to think before shopping, with online shopping highly important for those who can't leave their home or manage to get to a supermarket. To understand more about what can be done and what support is there, producer James Tapp talked to the Disability Rights Commissioner Paula Tesorero and starts by asking who is considered to be a priority customer.
So that, in a sense, is for individuals to determine. If a person has an underlying health condition or mobility or sensory impairments, then they may feel that it's not appropriate for them to be in large crowds at the moment. And due to mobility issues and not being able to necessarily always access accessible transport, then people may simply not be able to go to supermarkets.
And how many New Zealanders fall under this category?
Oh, well, 24% of New Zealanders are disabled, but I don't have the information on me that would break it down to that degree.
For those who aren't part of the disabled community, what can they do to help support these people when they're shopping in supermarkets?
So it's a real opportune time for New Zealanders just to think about the use of online shopping in a way that they don't necessarily have to ordinarily think about. So last time around, during the alert level restrictions, there were many instances where disabled people were not able to access food in a timely way, because although supermarkets did a fantastic job at opening up priority slots for online shopping, because they were taken quickly by a number of people, it meant that there were some people who had to rely on emergency services or had to wait for quite an unacceptable length of time to access food. And so my message really to New Zealanders on this front is, of course, if you need online shopping slots, you should use them. But if you don't need them, then to consider freeing those up for people who are not able to access a supermarket because either they have an underlying health condition or they have mobility or sensory type impairments, which makes it really challenging at times like this to go to the supermarket.
For those who aren't part of the disabled community, what can they do to help support these people when they're shopping in supermarkets?
Certainly reports to me that supermarkets are doing a really good job in opening up priority slots, and I would encourage them to continue doing that and to monitor how those are going, and also for disabled people, people with underlying health conditions, to be talking with their supermarket if things are not working in the intended way. But certainly supermarkets have been really receptive to messages. I dropped a message to supermarkets and the Retailers Association yesterday with just some tips on things that can be done at this time to help disabled people. So things like putting hand sanitizer and masks low down for wheelchair users to be able to access, considering priority slots and the queuing for those with mobility impairments and things like that. It's just really to ensure that things can be as smooth as possible for everyone.
And what can New Zealanders do to help support those at risk right now?
I think that one of the key things is looking out for each other. So people in your street, your neighbours, people who may not be able to access essential services on their own, just checking in and making sure they're okay and they have access to what they need. I think one of the other really important things about supermarket shopping is that we know about this digital divide in New Zealand and that not everybody can access online shopping. And so there will be people who have no option but to go to a supermarket. And for people with some sensory type impairments, and other people who may be feeling anxious, may need a person to support them in their shopping, it's just for people to not immediately make assumptions, but to stop and think and be supportive of people who might be finding the situation confusing, might be anxious and even pretty scared. And so just supporting people like we would expect ourselves to do in situations like this where there are restrictions in place.
Are there any expectations for things to be different this time round compared to the first time we went into lockdown?
I think that given we have had restrictions before, there's an element of at least familiarity and understanding about what's going on. I am really hoping that disabled New Zealanders don't get left behind and that disabled people fare better than the first time around. And so I would hope, and I'm seeing encouraging signs thus far, that there is better access to personal protective equipment. I'm hoping that disabled people and their families can get access to respite and other support services that were difficult to access during level four. And we're not in level four, so we're not at that stage. And I am hoping that disabled young people in Auckland and, you know, beyond if this goes further, have good access to education materials and resources, that access to food is not an issue. And I'm really hoping that we start collecting better data about the impact on disabled people. So I'm certainly seeing encouraging signs that this time around, things, you know, sort of 24 hours in, are looking better than last time around. I think it's really important that we're all vigilant and that, you know, people raise concerns if they have them. I think one of the most important things that we want to make sure is not a problem this time around is accessible information. So last time around, that was a real issue for many disabled New Zealanders who could not access the same information that other New Zealanders had access to in a really timely way. And at times like this, when you need to know information at the same time as everyone else, it's really, really important. So I'm hoping that there will be improvements on that front this time around.
What would this accessible information have to look like to be well accessible?
So everybody has the right to receive the same information at the same time. So we would expect that there was consideration for appropriate captioning on TV. We would hope that information that was coming out through the COVID-19 website and official channels were converted into accessible formats like easy read for people with learning disabilities, Braille, that there is appropriate use of New Zealand Sign Language, and that those things are done quickly so that there is no delay in people accessing information on the same basis as everybody else. And at times like this, we really need to make sure that everybody has good information so they can comply with what we're being asked to comply with and can make good decisions for themselves.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.